Every day, I wake up knowing that the more people I try to save, the more enemies I will make.
Oh, it looks good, doesn't it? Talking about the new Spider-Man movie with our movie guy, Tim Lammers from Bring Me the News. What'd you think?
I really like this movie. You know, I like the fact that it's, you know, Peter Parker's a character we can relate to. And also, there's emotion in the thing. I mean, you have the scenes with him and Aunt May, played by Sally Field, who's wonderful. And Emma Stone is just, she's such of a lovable girl. Now, when he gets into battles with Electro and the Rhino and the Green Goblin, it gets manic, and it just seems like it's just too much crash, boom, bang for you. Especially if you're, you know, that's a good thing. I screen these things in great theaters, and the sound is overwhelming because it's so good. You know, so you know when you go through how many action scenes can you take? You know, so I think it kind of, you know, overstates its welcome in that regard because it's a 2-hour and 22-minute movie.
Now with a 2.5-hour movie, you have to plan your potty breaks accordingly. So if you're going to see this movie this weekend, when's the good time to go?
That's a tough one because, you know, I couldn't get up, and go. You know, I just felt like I was going to miss something.
So really what you're saying is to go to Walgreens and get some Depends undergarments.
There you go.
Okay.
That's always the sure backup, you know. Just don't tell anybody what you're doing.
Right. Just between us.
So I'd recommend the picture. One thing I will say, too, is that it is very dark. So if you have a young child, I mean, you can't tell a 5-year-old kid they can't go to Spider-Man. But parents should be forewarned that this thing does travel down some dark paths. So you should just know about that before you go in.
Good to know. There you go. Our movie guy, Tim Lammers from Bring Me the News. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryder.
50% chance of rain tonight.